Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 11th day in August of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your Thursday. We're going to start with Cisco. If you use Cisco's Adaptive Security Appliance, ASA, or their Firepower Threat Defense Software, FTD, you need to be aware that there is a flaw impacting those services, and you need to patch now. Cisco did fix this flaw, tracked as CVE-2022-20866, essentially by exploiting this flaw, which is directly relevant to how RSA keys on these devices running the software are handled. An attacker could, without authentication, steal the key. And once they have these RSA keys, they can impersonate the device to decrypt the traffic on your network. In short, encrypting traffic on a network is critical so that it remains private to prying eyes. And by stealing this key, exploiting this flaw, criminals can simply have the key to unlock that encryption and view traffic on your network. So if you operate a network and you use these Cisco products, update now. Otherwise, you are spending a lot of money and effort to encrypt your data for a whole lot of nothing. And we're going to stay on Cisco because not only did they have to address a flaw that impacts their encryption, but they also disclosed that they were the victim themselves of a ransomware attack in late May of this year, where data was stolen from internal servers. What happened is that the operators of the Yanluang ransomware group actually sent a phish to Cisco employees' Gmail because they had credentials saved in their browser via Google's services. So the personal Google account of an individual was breached. Credentials for Cisco were then obtained, and then the attacker conducted a follow-on part of the attack because, like good employees, these Cisco individuals had multi-factor authentication enabled. So the attackers actually had to voice call and trick the users. This is known as vishing. And what they had to do was trick the users into accepting the multi-factor authentication push that the attacker started by trying to log in. And unfortunately, this was successful because the attackers were able to access the virtual private network of the Cisco employees and conduct the attack. Now, these employees, much like recent efforts against company Twilio, focus on bypassing multi-factor authentication, whether via technical means or, in this case, just calling the users to trick them. So if you use multi-factor authentication, two giant thumbs up, but you need to also be very careful with it because you're being targeted in order to give up those codes, whether that's by clicking links, whether that's by being called to accept a push. You should never be called to accept a multi-factor authentication push by your security team. So if you do, huge red flag, and please report it. Otherwise, your company, like Cisco, could end up with a huge ransomware attack. And you might be asking, so what, ransomware? Well, so what is over 175 stores in an entire country had to close because of a ransomware attack, meaning that people who enjoy the convenience of the popular 7-Eleven store in Denmark could not do any kind of shopping. These stores could not accept payment as all of their computer systems were entirely offline, meaning that huge amounts of revenue could not be made, huge amounts of snacks and other produce and products could not be sold, and people could not consume their favorite beverages. All very problematic. Good news is that 7-Eleven has in Denmark declared that they are slowly opening some of their stores to accept cash and also mobile payments in some cases, but they still can't use their computer systems to track their sales or inventory, which is a whole nother problem for companies and businesses. But in an increasingly cashless world, people don't necessarily carry cash, so they still might not be able to enjoy their favorite goods and services. So what you need to know is that ransomware has a very real impact on the business side, and also the individual side. And while we don't know what ransomware strain this is yet, we don't have a lot of details, there's a very significant impact on not just the people, but also the employees, as well as the financial investors of companies like 7-Eleven. We're going to end today on ransomware, just kidding, because we've already talked about ransomware. We've talked about how ransomware operators can gain access via tricking users into giving up their multi-factor authentication. But a lot of times there's another kind of threat called insider threat, where employees of a company actually give away or steal information. And it doesn't always have to be to provide ransomware operators or extort the company. In a case recently, we've discovered that Twitter had an issue where an employee was found guilty of gaining access to information on specific users because the country of Saudi Arabia was paying them to. Since 2014, Egyptian-born Ahmed Abamo was stealing data from Twitter. Saudi Arabia recruited this individual and one other in 2014 and tasked them to gain all the non-public information of Twitter accounts with any critics of the Saudi Arabian royal family. And this is a huge violation and breach of security of Twitter users. It also counters human rights, where people have the freedom to post and speak and have opinions. And so for these crimes of insider data theft, which include things like wire fraud, Ahmad will actually face up to 20 years in prison, serving somewhere between 10 and 20. So if you think that ransomware is the biggest deal and you operate a company, just know that you might actually have a different kind of problem in the form of an insider who could be being paid by any number of criminals or countries. And if you're an individual who thinks that, hey, crime will pay, well, you could be, like Ahmed, facing 10 to 20 years in prison. And if you're a Twitter user, just know that what you post matters, because criminals and espionage and spies alike are oftentimes after your data for any number of good, or in this case, bad, reasons. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Thursday. You have hopefully one more workday left in your week, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll see you then. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a Canadian, Caleb Toth. Caleb Toth is getting a sincere tip of the cap for being inducted into the National Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame. He recently found out that he will be inducted this November after a playing career that spanned 3 national lacrosse championships, a World Indoor Lacrosse Championship, 2 Man Cups, and a Mento Cup. So to you, Caleb Toth, for your outstanding dedication to sports, in this case lacrosse, for your consistency to excellence, and for inspiring others to play this fantastic sport, a sincere tip of the cap.